Here we are in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio with new Texans coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, welcome. How's it going?
Well, it's great. It's a really exciting time for me and my family and just ready to get started.
First impressions, walking into the building, seeing Reliance Stadium, seeing this facility, what did you think?
Well, it's a fantastic facility, Mark, no question about it. It's user-friendly. You know, mm-hmm. You have the weight room right across from the locker room and the training room right there. So there's a lot of great things about this facility. The practice fields look great, the bubble. So, again, like I said, well, I'm just really excited to get started.
Have you had a chance to meet any players yet? I know you just got here, basically.
I met Daniel Manning and I met J.J. Watt, two good guys. Good conversation with J.J. And, again, just looking forward to meeting all the players and beginning that relationship and getting to know everybody.
When a new president takes over, we talk about the first 100 days, and I know these are going to be incredibly busy days for you. So what's on your agenda in the next few weeks here?
Right. I think there's like you said, that's a good way to put it. There's many things on the agenda. We got to make sure that we put together a great staff. We're going to talk to the current Houston Texans staff over the weekend and begin that process of putting together a great staff. And then, in the process of doing that, while we're doing that, we've got to start evaluating this football team, this team that exists right here. So we'll go myself. I'll go back and watch all the games and start to get a feel for all the players on this football team. And then from there, you're beginning to get ready for all the different stages of the NFL offseason, the free agency, and the draft, and everything that goes into that. So you're right. It'll be a whirlwind. But like I said, it's an exciting time, and looking forward to it.
Bill O'Brien with us in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. What can you tell us about the kind of offense we can expect from the Texans? I know you don't know some of the personnel yet, but yeah. What can you share with us as of this point?
Well, I think it's a game plan offense. You know, in this league, I think you've got to be ready on a week-to-week basis to change. You know, you've got to do things offensively to take advantage of what the different defenses are doing, and that's not always the same thing. So the players have to be resilient. They have to be smart. They have to work hard. They have to be tough, and we'll coach them that way. And so, it's a game plan offense. It's a multiple offense. And we do what we need to do to win games.
I saw an American Football Coaches Association video. You were talking about some of the attributes that go into playing quarterback at a high level.
Right.
Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, no question. There are many attributes. I think that to play that position at this level, it takes a very special guy. You know, you've got to be smart. You've got to be physically and mentally tough. You've got to have obviously really good physical tools. You've got to be able to throw the ball accurately, and you've got to be a guy that's instinctive, that understands the game from both the offensive perspective and the defensive perspective. You've got to be a guy that's a hardworking guy that sits in the front row of all the meetings and is a good leader in the locker room and a great teammate and obviously a great leader on the field. So there are many things that go into being a great quarterback.
All right, without knowing the actual staff yet, what can you tell us about the kind of defense we can expect from the Texans?
Yeah, again, we're in the process of evaluating that, Mark. You know, a lot of people ask, are you going to be 4-3 or 3-4? And, I don't know how much that really matters. I think you look at your players. I think, actually, when you look at the NFL right now, I'd say about 70% of these games are played in nickel or dime defense, because all the great quarterbacks and great skill players. So we'll evaluate that. Like I said, I just got here, and we'll start that process really right after all these press conferences end today.
Sure. So much talk about your background, Coach, but I wanted to ask you one question. The decision to work for the Patriots and leave the college ranks, where you had a bunch of success and you were an offensive coordinator, what was that like for you and your family?
Right. That was people – looked at that and said, was that a tough decision? And I didn't think at the time it was a tough decision. Maybe it was tough financially. I went from making a decent paycheck and took a step back financially, but I took a step forward professionally because I had a chance to work for a great organization in New England and a great owner, Mr. Kraft, who I know is really close friends with Mr. McNair and a great head coach, obviously, and Bill Belichick. So that was a great opportunity for me, and it meant a lot to my career.
All right, Coach, what about Houston so far? I know you haven't had a great look just yet. You've been here a few times, but never really spent a ton of time in this city.
Well, I know this. The city of Houston is a great football city. I know that there's great football tradition here. I know that the state of Texas is a fantastic football state. So we've got a great fan base. And, our goal every year will be to win games and make the playoffs and get into the tournament, because I think when you get in, you've got a chance. But you got to get there first. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into that. And we're a ways away from that, but we're going to get there eventually. And And the fans of Houston, the city of Houston deserves a winner here, and that's what we're going to try every day to give them.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Best of luck.
You got it, Mark.